I'm sitting here at Alexandra Headlands on the Sunshine Coast. It's a beautiful day and I'm overlooking the expanse of the ocean at the moment as I'm speaking. I'm here to talk about my recently completed novel called Cross the Vatican Line. Cross the Vatican Line deals with the voyage of Portuguese caravels sailing down the east coast of Australia in 1521 and its link to the wreck of the Mahogany Ship, which many of you might have heard of, which is said to lie between the sand dunes of Port Ferry and Warrnambool down in the southwest of Victoria. And also a modern day context in regards to an old gentleman named Jake whose life's ambition is to find this wreck. And I guess he represents the many people who have endeavoured over the years to try to rediscover the wreck, which disappeared supposedly in the 1880s. It was first seen in 1836 by some sealers walking along the beach. It was seen about 40 times but disappeared from view in the 1880s. People still out there trudging through the dunes to try to find it. Now, it's interesting here on the headland of Alexandra that I'm looking at the monument of Captain Cook's endeavour that sailed past here in 1770. Kenneth McIntyre surmised, and he wasn't the first academic to do so, that the Portuguese actually predated Cook by about 250 years and actually sailed down the east coast in ships very much out of the medieval ages. They were nothing like the scientific expeditions of later years with much more advanced sailing ships. These were tiny little Portuguese caravels that were more suited to sailing through the Mediterranean. But these types of ships were designed by Prince Henry the Navigator in the late 15th century to expand Portuguese exploration down the west coast of Africa. So in this story, there was a Portuguese soldier of fortune called Ferdinand Magellan, who some of you may have heard about. His ships were the first, or the sole remaining survivor of his ship. Ships were the first to circumnavigate the world. Unfortunately, Ferdinand met a very nasty end in the Philippines on the way through and was killed himself. But his sole remaining ship did make it back to Spain. But Ferdinand Magellan had a falling out with the Portuguese king and went across to the Spanish and led a Spanish expedition across from South America across the Pacific. And the aim of that expedition was to sail through to the Portuguese Spice Islands so they could open up the trade routes for Spain. And the reason they went across the Pacific is because the Pope in 1495 ratified the Treaty of Tordesillas, which was called the Pope's Line, or I call it the Vatican Line in my novel. So it divided half the world between Portugal and Spain. So the Spice Islands were in the Portuguese part of the world. The Spanish wanted access to those Spice Islands because they were very rich for trade. So they went through the back door, so to speak, across the Pacific. The Portuguese knew that Ferdinand was doing this and decided to try to sink his flotilla. And there's historic accounts of them trying in a variety of ways to do that. It's been documented that they sent a Portuguese expedition from the northern area of Sumatra, consisting of a number of caravels, sailed down to the Isles of Gold, which was Australia, and supposedly to intercept with Magellan, who they thought was sailing the other way along this supposed landmass that stretched across the whole southern area of the Pacific, which we know now wasn't really there, but the charts of the day did surmise that there was land. They failed to do that, of course, and they ended up sailing down the east coast of Australia before one of their caravels was supposedly wrecked along the coast of Port Ferry and Warrnambool. I just wanted, with this novel, to write a good story because I thought there's so many elements to it that I wanted it to be anyone who's interested in history or interested in maritime adventure. I just wanted to not try to challenge the academics in regards to the mystery of whether the Mahogany Ship is there or whether the Portuguese sailed down the east coast, but just to have a good yarn about the concept of an early flotilla of three Portuguese caravels sailing down a very foreign land of Australia, trying to live off the land but knowing nothing about the vegetation or the peoples of the land, and how cut off they were from any help of assistance and how they would have to fend for themselves. It's not written to be an historical academic work. It's written just to be a good yarn about a very adventurous time of early exploration, and it's linked to the modern day.